Hi, well, I'm so glad you're here. I gotta tell you, I'm excited because I know my brother is gonna preach the word of God today, and I know every time he gets up here, he's on fire. He's on fire for the Lord every single time, every single hour, every single day, 24/7. This brother, oh, he is ready and willing to preach the word of God because he loves God so much, and he knows it's the Lord that will speak to him because his heart is wide open. And he says, Lord, speak through me. And I know, hope, he's got an awesome message for you today. So why don't we go ahead and let's start off with a word of prayer. Let's go ahead and bow our hearts. Let's come before our Father God. Let's pray. Father God, we come into your most awesome presence. We seek after you because where you are, there is an abundance of your love, your peace, and your joy. And I ask you now, Lord, as you fill us up, overflowing of your goodness, overflowing of your presence, we know, Lord, there's no other place we would rather be than in the presence of our Lord God and King. And I ask you now, Lord, whatever worries, whatever anxieties we may be holding on to, Father God, we simply say, Lord, it is yours. Because your word says to cast all of our anxieties upon you because you care for us. And we simply let go and say, Lord, I'm giving it to you. And I pray as we do so, let your peace just flow. Let it flow ever so abundantly right into our hearts, right into our souls. We thank you, Lord, for being our loving God and King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, before I bring Brother Freddie up, I want to tell you about this article I read. It talked about this museum that was trying to prevent people from touching their precious and priceless furniture and art. Because every time they touched it, they would get like fingerprints and be smudges. And, oh, this is a problem. You can't have this. So they said, okay, let's put a do not touch sign, you know, near these priceless artifacts. And so they thought, okay, this will solve the problem. Well, let me ask you, do you think it did? Do not touch right next to these items, right? No, everyone continued to touch them. And now they're thinking, oh, what can we do? And then one day this employee said, I got an idea. Let's put up a sign that says, caution, wash hands after touching. Let me ask you, would you touch it? Knowing there's a sign that says, caution, wash hands after touching. What's the difference between that sign and the other sign? What does this sign have that the other sign doesn't have?
Warning.
Warning. Warning. And you know what? The second sign produces fear, doesn't it? If you touch this, no telling what kind of germs, what kind of chemical might be on your hand, right? And here's the thing. I want to tell you. In Proverbs 1:7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And here's the thing. Knowing that there is the fear of the Lord, it doesn't mean you be afraid of our Father God, that, oh, if I don't do good, my Father God's going to throw lightning bolts at me. No, that's not what it means. You know what fear of the Lord means? Knowing that our Father God is so loving, so gentle, so tender-hearted, that you know, once you are in this relationship with Him, that if you do sin, if you go off the wrong path, the Bible says He will have to discipline you. That's what it's all about, having the fear of the Lord, knowing our Father God loves us so much that He has to discipline us, because if we don't get disciplined, we're going to go off the wrong track, and we're going to go on a path that leads only to death and destruction. So that's what it means to have that fear of the Lord. And when we have that fear of the Lord, we know we're going to walk victoriously in Christ, because we're going to do the things what the Word tells us to do, and we're going to only receive the things of God. And that's what exactly the message my brother is going to be talking about today. He's going to be talking about everlasting benefits. And if you continue to walk on this path and you do not let the devil throw you off track, you keep walking with the Lord, God says, I will bless you. You got benefits from me. More and more, an abundance of blessings straight from heaven downloaded right in your life. Isn't that good to know? That's what our Father God wants. But we must stay on track. And I know my brother Freddie, he's ready to go to preach the word, to show us what we need to do to stay on track and receive more and more of his benefits. Amen? Amen. I'm going to call my brother up. We're going to pray for him. Let's stretch a hand towards our brother. Let's pray. Father God, we come into your holy presence. We thank you, Lord, for this brother. We know, Lord, he is the elder, one of the elders of the church. And we know this is what you called him to do, to preach your word, preach it mightily so that we can receive your word and so we can grow and mature in the things of God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to speak through this man of God, knowing, Lord, he is more than ready, more than willing to be a vessel, to be a servant unto the living God and King. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to speak through him today. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says, Amen.
Oh, good word, Pastor.
All right. Praise God.
Man, if a man has anxiety in his heart, a good word, like what Pastor Jeremy was saying. I forget what I was going to say. A good word is good. I mean, it will lift you up. It will lift up your spirit. He was just talking about fear. The same word that means the sinamanamanes. You guys know what I mean, right?
Yes.
I don't know how to say it.
Synonymous.
Synonymous word for fear is timidity. And from studying the word, God told me, I haven't given you a spirit of timidity, but I have given you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And when I hear that word, I have anxiety. If I don't hear that word, I have anxiety that, I gotta go speak and to all these people. I'm afraid what they're gonna think about me, how bald I am, how bad I am. But I hear God's verse. I'm not giving you a spirit of fear or timidity, but I'm giving you a spirit of love, power, and sound mind. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, Lord. Because I came with fear and trembling, but you anointed me to preach the word, your power, your gospel, the good news, your kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive me, Lord, my sins, so I can forgive those that sin against me. Lead me, Lord, not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. You are glorified, Lord, in this place. You are honored, Lord, in this place. We fear you, Lord, because we respect you. We fear you, Lord, because we honor you. You want the healings to come through in this place. Your power of the Holy Spirit. Your word says, whatever we bind on earth will be bind in heaven. Lord, we bind up right now the spirit of fear, the spirit of timidity. Lord, I pray that you loose right now in this room your spirit of love, power, and sound mind. Thank you, Lord, that I can rely on you. Because without you, your word says, I am nothing. We glorify you and we ask in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Church, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Praise be to God.
I like that joke. I get one for you, Carl. I asked my dad. Dad, I need money. And Dad, hey, what do you think? Money growing trees? Oh, yeah, trees get branches. My dad tell me, you don't work, you don't eat. Oh, great instruction from my dad. You don't work, you don't eat. And I always remember that. Young age, I'm at the golf course, looking for golf balls in the river. Me and my friend, we're short, we're like looking for golf balls. We dive in. We never know the water's pilau. That means dirty. We never know if we get all these diseases with our open wounds, but we just dive right in. $5 for $1. We would buy them. $5 for $1. Then we would go get icy. Then we'll walk back. We climb on this big tree with lily coil vines. My mom them never know that. I was a latchkey kid. I was free. 24 trees, mom. I never tell you that because I never like worry you. Why are you telling you guys that? Confession. Confession. Well, it'll come to you when it comes to me. Remember Pastor Walt did last week? Told us about writing our goals. We should write them down so we can see them. I was so blessed to be encouraged by Pastor Walton and his family. Pastor Ben's twin. Not that they look alike, but they sound alike. They have the same heart, right?
Yep.
They have the same heart. Even though they fought before, now with Jesus, they restored the relationship. Now both of them is preaching. Isn't that a miracle? I hear in the world, you guys remember the kids, yeah? Who got all shot up. Now they want to take their guns in our constitution. You know, we got the right to bear arms, so they want to take away guns. People say this, people say that. And ask the Lord, Lord, what's going on in this world? And I hear the Holy Spirit say, it's not a gun problem, it's a sin problem. You know why? More people last year has been killed with a hammer than guns. So take away the hammer so we cannot build houses? It's a rhetorical question. Create more laws. But then I heard Carl just say that we not battle against flesh and blood, but the spiritual darkness, the rulers of the world, who has blinded those who haven't come to believe in Jesus Christ, that can save you, that can give you everlasting benefits. Jesus wants to restore your life. Jesus is in the life of wanting to give you an abundant life, a good life. I guarantee you that. The world will tell you the only thing guaranteed in life is death and taxes. And if you don't pay your taxes, Uncle Sam's going to come after you. I knew this associate who was Hawaiian, said it was his right not to pay taxes. They came after him, lost his business, lost everything. Eventually, from all that stress, he died at a very young age. So we're going to look into the word for instruction. Why he wants to give us everlasting benefits. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 23, page 483. You have your notes. If you don't have your Bibles, I encourage you. I command you, I implore you to get a Bible. It's free. The best instruction I can give you right now is to read the Bible. And if you have questions, ask the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, that's guaranteed. When you said yes to Jesus, it's a guarantee. It's a seal in your life. It's guaranteed that he will speak to you. The Bible says he will comfort you. He will direct you. From all that anxiety, a couple weeks ago, Pastor Bear was talking about discernment, discerning what's good and what's bad. Now, the Bible is the number one book in the world, best-selling book, but it's never on there because every year it wins. So
why they put the Bible on the side so all these other books come on top. The best instruction you can get is from this Bible. Not the worldly love Bible or the doctor Bible or a business Bible. Who are you going to get instructions when you want to do a learn a business? Do you go to school from a professor who failed in business teach you? No. You go to somebody who has a successful business, who's in the trenches, who will teach you, who will help guide you, a mentor. I had a mentor, a business mentor. He told me, they told me no again. They said no. My mentor told me, you want some cheese with your wine? Quit whining. I needed to hear that. I tell this to you in love. If I don't say it, I don't speak the truth. It's not in love. If I hide it from you guys, these instructions, it's not in love. I tell you because I love you guys. Pastor Ben's here every week, Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. He's always available for you. And the church doesn't pay him. No one on the board gets paid. Have you ever heard of a church getting the members or the directors get paid? No, we don't need. God provides all our needs according to his riches, his glory. We want to pay you, Pastor Ben. No. No need. I'm investing eternally. Where moth and rust cannot destroy. Where thieves cannot break in on this 80-inch TV. Did you get your 80-inch TV yet? No, not yet.
My bad.
No, he no more on 80-inch TV. What? When he go half price, then he go buy one. But he ain't gonna buy one unless the thing breaks his old one. You know. So I said, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Am I too loud back there?
Nope.
Okay. Just let me know. Yeah. Just throw the stuff at me if I'm too loud. The Lord, I get kind of excited sometimes, you know. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And in your notes, it says, I lack nothing. Does yours say, I lack nothing?
Yep.
Who is your shepherd? Who is your shepherd?
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. You know the Polynesian guy? You know why he couldn't be a chief shepherd? Because he was an underachiever. But Jesus, as we read, he's our chief shepherd. The chief. Only one chief. Any Indians. We are his workers.
You're laughing. You got that one, huh? You never. I'll explain to you later.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. King David is painting a picture. He was a shepherd, and he would watch over his sheep. He would lead his sheep to green pastures. He's not going to take them to dead grass. You know the saying, the grass is always greener on the other side? I don't know why they say that. Just came to my mind. But the shepherd will lead you to green pastures. Remember this now. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Control freak.
Control freak who?
Control freak who? I was a control freak. I want my wife to do this. My way or the highway. My way or the highway. My first marriage failed. Did I learn from my mistake? I definitely did. I said, Lord, I need you. I don't know how to, this relationship stuff, I've never been taught. And I hear the word, the Lord rescued me. The Lord says, draw near to me, and he will draw near to you. Oh, it's going to get better. He leads me beside the still waters. After you probably eat, you go drink. He's not going to lead you to dirty water, clean water. Now, in the New Testament, Jesus said, he is the living water. Okay. We want to connect you to Jesus. Because I will fail you. Your husband will fail you. Your wife will fail you. Your pastor will fail you. But Jesus will never fail you. He will never fail you. He's a God. He says that he'll stick closer to you than a brother. Your brother will fail you. Just expect it. Forget. Expect it already. They're going to fail you. Don't take offense. Love does not take offense. So he'll lead you beside the still water. So Jesus is our water. We rely on him. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. When my first marriage failed, I came close, even closer to God. And he restored my soul. He gave me a new purpose, a new hope. He told me, return to me, your first love. Unless you know my love, Jesus said, you will not be able to love. Because his first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your strength, all your soul, all your mind, and all your heart. And then you can love your neighbor. I didn't know how to love. I was a selfish guy. I will love you if you do this for me. I used to think like that. And sometimes my wife reminds me. You know, my wife is my helper. She is my confidant. She makes me complete. You know? So when we get into an argument, now we call it discussion. It's like, Holy Spirit, calm me down. So I go to the Lord. I want to hear his voice. What should I do? Soft answer turns away wrath.
Sorry, honey. I don't like to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, so he will restore your soul. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now King David is running from these people trying to kill him. These armies of Saul. He's hiding in the cave. Is your life like, if your life situation now, you feel like you're in a cave hiding from people trying to kill you? Not really, yeah. Maybe some people are trying to take you down, maybe try to sue you or something, or maybe try to slander you for some reason. Or maybe you got into this bad business deal. All the attorneys are after you. The credit card companies all after you. Says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So when you go through those valleys, remember, who is your chief shepherd? Again, go back to him. He's there to guide you. Your rod and your staff. Thinking, how the rod and staff will come for me? So I did a little digging, a little reading. You know the rod? It's got a little curve like that, and the shepherd is holding on to that, because the terrain is pretty rough, yeah? So the rod kind of holds it up. But the main purpose of the rod is, when the sheep strays away, you got the hook, yeah? The curve part, you hook them back. Come over here. You don't let them try to get too far, because there's wolves out there. There's wolves out there. The rod, the shepherd, you see the wolf? Bang. He'll protect you. He's like a hedge of protection about you. If I was saying, he'll protect you in the front, then in the back, all around you. You got to believe his word in what he's saying. It's a living word. Ha-ha. A Hawaiian word. Ha'am is breath of life. It's living and active. So the rod and the staff, they come from me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh, this is what I want to talk about. Well, last week Walter was saying that the difference in religion from Christianity is religion is they have food set out for their God. Their God is little g. Our God is big G. Our God, he prepares a feast for you. Yeah, that's awesome. He will provide for all your needs. I don't need being one. Because his, what I need is better than what I think I need. You guys kind of get that? What I need, I never get that. What I need, what I think I need, what God gives me is better than what I think I need. Oof, we're going to get down to that. This point. So, in the Gospels, Jesus says, don't worry. Seek me first. My kingdom, my righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What things? Whatever clothing you need, to provide all you, whatever you need to eat, if you need a job. What? You need a, maybe you don't need a job, you just got laid off. Maybe it's time for you to start a business. Maybe first, maybe you got to go ahead and start making Jesus your chief shepherd. And then he will instruct you. He will guide you. Yeah? You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. You know what anoint means for a shepherd? You know the sheep? It's got these bugs and these lice. And if it gets to the ear and it goes inside the sheep will die. Now the oil, he pours it on the sheep. Too slippery, so the bugs cannot go inside, the insects cannot go inside. So they fall off. You know why? In that part of the country, they're rich in oil. Right? Well, God knows already what they need before they even know. They don't have to go to the doctor and get medication. Just like us. The oil, the Holy Spirit. You receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit, he anoints your head, he covers your ears, so you don't listen to the lies from the deceiver, the father of lies. You don't hear like, oh, you're no good, you're worthless. You don't hear that, because the Holy Spirit, all the thing, if you hear it, it'll just slide right off. Because if you entertain your mind with all these negative things, you probably just crawl up in the corner and rot to death. And that's what happens if the shepherd doesn't put oil on the sheep. The insect will go and kill him. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for revealing that to me. You know, when you meditate on the Word, and you rely on the Holy Spirit, and you don't talk too much, say, Lord, speak to me. He will speak. Anybody here? Here's God. Anybody here? Does God speak to anybody here? Raise your hand high. How does he speak to you guys? The Word. His living Word. This is where we get our instruction. I'm not a smart guy. I never went to college. I always ran away from school, really. I just wanted to play. But Lord, how come you calling me to preach the Word? I don't want smart guy. I don't want a degree. Walton had a degree. Smart guy. Smart guy. But you know what makes him even smarter is he turns his heart. He relies on Jesus. That what makes him wise. Because he does what it says in the Word. He loves his family. He preaches the good news to his congregation. He comes and shares with us every once in a while. We're so blessed to have him every time. Man, he's a...
awesome dude. No wonder Ben's so awesome. He followed his brother. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Oh, again,
goodness will follow you. You don't have to chase after it. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Who wants to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Or one person, or three. Oh, okay.
I give you a chance, read your hand.
Mansion.
I got a joke for you guys.
Where's the water?
You got water?
And there it is. Thank you. I had this polar bear. Yeah. A daddy polar bear and the boy polar bear. He's about 13, like Christian said. They go hunting in the snow, running around looking for me. They're getting hungry. The big Christian polar bear does the daddy. Daddy, am I 100% polar bear? The dad looked at Christian and goes, of course you're 100% polar bear. I'm 100% polar bear. Your mom's 100% polar bear. Your grandpa's 100% polar bear. Daddy, how come I feel so cold? How come I feel so cold? Do you feel like it's cold in the world? You need to be 100% committed to Jesus. 100%. When she says yes to Jesus, he adopts you into his family. Your name is written in the book of life. That's awesome, man. That's why title is Everlasting Benefits in Following the Chief Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Okay, the next one is Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. That's a mouth. So I had these three elders. One elder's name is Lawrence. The other name is Omar. And the other elder's name is Freddie. Even back in the old days, long time ago, they had this thing that chops people's head off. Because they believe in Christ, in Jesus. What's that thing?
Guillotine.
That thing. So the guard tells Omar, what do you want? You want it facing down or facing up? And Omar said, oh, facing down. The guard said, this is your last chance. Are you going to deny Christ? He said, no. For me to live is for Christ. For me to die is gain. Shoot! Stop! Oh, this is your blessed day, Omar. The machine broke. You're free to go. Lawrence! Are you going to deny Christ? No. So how do you want it? Facing down or facing out? Lawrence said, facing down. Thy Lord and my shepherd, I shall not be one. Shoot! Stop! Lawrence, you're free to go. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So Freddie's turn. How do you want it? Facing up or facing down? Facing up. I'm not scared. I want to meet my maker. Shh. Wait, guard. I see the problem. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. And he will make your path straight. The shepherd will guide you into the path. Proverbs 13:24. Who
Whoever spares the rod hates his children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. This is the part of the, when we go back up to verse 4 on Psalm 23, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It hurts when you're getting disciplined. It hurts, you know. Psalm 1:3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, they prosper. That's everlasting benefits. You will prosper when you have Jesus as your chief shepherd. Amen. So you need to meditate on his word day and night. You need to discern the bad voice, the good voice. The only way we're going to discern is we fill our minds with his word. During the day, I drive around pretty much all day. I listen to worship music all day. When I wish listen to that, I hear the Lord telling me how much he loves me, how much he cares for me, how much I don't have to worry about things, how much if I keep trusting him, he will lead me to green pastures, he will lead me to still waters, he will restore my path. I don't have to think that I know it all. I don't have to think that I understand everything. Before, I have my chief shepherd. I can just follow. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, not just part of it, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Don't forget his benefits. Everlasting benefits. And this guy, he went to his boss. Told his boss, "Oh, sir, can I get a 5% raise?" He knew the economy wasn't going so well. I have three companies after me. Can I get a 5% raise? What do you do to deserve 5% raise? The boss said. Well, I haven't called in sick for the last 5 years. I stay late. The boss thinks about it. Okay, I'll give you a 5%. So the guy all happy, ready to leave, open the door to the boss. Hey, by the way, what's the name of those companies that was after you? The electric company, the water company, the telephone company. So if your boss, your company doesn't give you benefits, don't forget his everlasting benefits. It will not fade, it will not burn, it's forever. Jesus said, "I know. If you know my will, I no longer call you servants. You're my friend. I'm your friend now. You don't have to go to the priest or to the pastor. You can go directly to Jesus." Ooh. But we still need each other. Sometimes it's cold in the world, right? Even if we're 100% Christian, sometimes we're faithless. You know, one of the apostles says, "Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. I believe you, Lord, but help my unbelief."
Jesus said, oh, you of little faith.
Draw near me,
Jesus said, and I will draw near to you. Who wants everlasting benefits?
All right.
Isn't God so good, man? That's why we worship him today and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That we don't have to do it on our own. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to worry about when our next meal will come. Thank you, Lord. I have to not worry about that I'm going to lose my job. Because you're my provider. I will hope and I will trust in you, Lord. That's why they call you the Good Shepherd. That's why we are in desperate need of you again. Renew us, Lord. Flood my heart with the Holy Spirit so I may live a holy and pleasing life to you. As I desire to obey you. Although I fail you at times, I know you. It's your kindness that leads me back to you, Lord. Your word says that to me. It's your kindness. Lord, help us, Lord, to hear only your voice, not the deceiver's voice. And Lord, your word commands us, Lord, to love you with all our heart. I pray again that we would love you with all our heart. Thank you, Lord, for you are more than awesome, more than amazing, more than good. There's no word that can describe your greatness. Not even the heavens of heavens can contain you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thank you.
Message that is clearly spoken to our hearts today, that we are to trust in him with our whole hearts. And knowing that he wants to bless us. I mean, our Father God says, if you trust in me, I'm going to let your life be overly abundantly blessed. You know, the scripture tells us he gives us showers of blessings. And it just kind of made me think about that word shower. You know, when you turn the shower, what happens? The water just flows, it keeps on going, right? When does it turn off? When we turn it off.
Mm.
Here's the thing, you know, when we are in the Word, when we are loving our Father God with our whole hearts, the showers from heaven just keeps on coming. The only time it gets off is when we stop hearing His voice, when we start listening to some of the things of the world, when we get distracted, that's when it starts to get less and less, and it starts to trickle. As we start to get more and more into the things of the world. But if we are so in love with our Father God, oh, this thing is full blast. Oh, the blessings are just coming. And you're saying, Lord, thank you. And here's the thing, right? We know we can be blessed in many different ways. We can be blessed with good health. We can be blessed with, you know, really good finances. Be blessed with, you know, the relationships that truly make us happy. But you know what? All the things of the world cannot compare to the love of our Father God. Because that's the first and foremost, above anything else. If we are in the Word, and the love of God is constantly being poured upon us, oh, that's all we need. There's constant joy. There's constant peace, constant love that we know. There's more to this world than what we see. There's a hope that is eternal. And we know that, oh man, we got something to look forward to in eternity. We're going to spend forever with God. And you know, the psalmist writes in Psalm 103, praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget his benefits.
Yes.
Yes, we do have benefits. We do have benefits. As believers, God says, I will pour out my blessings upon your life. But remember, don't stop loving him. Regardless of your situation, keep going to him and express your love to him. That's what pleases our Father God. And you know what? All these benefits from heaven will be constantly downloaded upon your life as you learn to love Him more, trust Him more. Because you know what? Even if we could gain all the things of the world, it don't matter. Matthew 16:26, Jesus says, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world but forfeit his soul? It don't matter. We could gain all the things of this world. You know, just like the devil, when he took Jesus on the highest pinnacle and he says, this all could be yours. But first of all, what did the devil own? He was deceiving, trying to deceive Jesus. But you know what? Jesus wasn't. And so we shouldn't be too. Because the devil will keep on saying, oh, look what I have to offer you in this world. If you choose the world, you're going to be happy. No, don't choose that kind of happiness because it's not real. What we need is the joy of the Lord. And God says, I have it in great abundance for you. Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's all we need. And as we really take in that, we let that sink into our hearts, man, you're going to be content. In every situation, with all that you have, and you know, Father God, He will continue to bless your life. Because that's how much He loves us. And we thank Him daily for all the things He has done for us. And I thank you, you know, Brother Freddie's message, it really spoke to me too. That we are to not focus on the things of the world, knowing God says, I will be your provider. I will provide for all your needs. Because if you keep chasing after the world, chasing after those dreams that you think, oh, I can gain more and more, you know what? That will not produce the kind of joy, the kind of happiness that God wants for you. Why don't we go ahead and bow our hearts right now? Let's come before the Lord God and King. Thank you, Lord, for the message spoken today to my brother, Elder Freddie. And Father God, I just pray right now that your Holy Spirit will come upon us now, speak to our hearts, counsel us, speak to us in ways that will truly transform us. And I pray right now, Father God, if there are anything in our lives that are truly slowing us down, causing us to stumble, causing us to not truly fix our hearts, our eyes upon you, Father God, reveal that to us now. And I pray, Lord, that obstacle will be removed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. As we say, Lord, I surrender it. I want to draw so close to you, Father God, because I want to receive those everlasting benefits from you, which will only increase more and more, more joy, more love, more peace in my life as I surrender these things to you, Lord. Now, with all our heads bowed, with our eyes closed, and you know the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, can you simply raise your hand and say, that's me, Pastor Ben. That's me, Pastor Ben. I realize I got to come clean with the Lord. I got to surrender all. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Raise your hand up high and say, Lord, that's me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for not putting my whole heart on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your hands down now. Father God, you've seen all the hands that were raised. Most importantly is the hearts behind those hands saying, Lord, I need you, Lord. Help me to fix my heart on you and you alone, Lord. I pray, Father God, that the devil will no longer continue this rampage of trying to deceive us, trying to draw us away from you. I pray, Lord, that as we stand firm in our faith, the voice of the devil will become less and less as your voice becomes ever more so powerful, ever so more clear as we tune into your Holy Spirit, as we read your word. I pray, Father God, all my brothers and sisters will come alive in Christ. The Spirit of God will flow in your people. And I know, Father God, we're going to have the boldness, the courage to proclaim that Jesus Christ is our mighty King. He's the Lord of Lords. And He is our friend. And you are our loving Father God that takes care of us, that protects us. I thank you, Lord, for what you have started in all my brothers and sisters' lives and what you will continue to do until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you, God. Our hearts are overflowing with praise unto you, Lord. We praise your most holy name. We thank you, Lord, for loving us the way you do. It's your loving kindness, Lord, that we stand in awe of you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, for some of you, you may be saying, Pastor Ben, I heard about people talking that I can have a relationship with Jesus Christ, with Father God. What must I do? How do I get started? Well, you know what? It's pretty simple. You pray a prayer, but it must come from your heart. You must be sincere. And I got to tell you, I know God is listening right now. And if you know the Holy Spirit is prompting your heart, you know the Holy Spirit says, please come to me so I can show you who I am. Because we must make that first step. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God and he will draw nigh unto you. He will draw close to you as you take that first step and say, Lord, I need you. Help me. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Don't wait. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. Say, Lord, I want to come to you today. Show me how to live life. If you're saying yes to Jesus Christ, oh, this is the most eternal decision you have ever made because it's all good. God will come into your life and you're never going to be the same ever again because you're going to be in the presence of our Father God. As he shows you the way, as he leads you through this life. And if you know the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, the Bible says, do not deny him, because the Bible says, if you deny him, he will deny you. So make a decision, say yes to Jesus. And I gotta tell you, it's the best decision you ever make in your life. And if that's you, you're saying, I want Jesus in my life. Can you raise your hand and say, that's me, I need Jesus. Raise your hand and say, that's me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Say, I need him. Father God, come in my life. Praise God. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. All right, you put your hands down. Let's pray this prayer out loud. Let's pray together as a family. Really mean it from your heart. Be sincere about it. God, he's listening. And he will come and show himself strong in your life if you receive him today. Let's pray this prayer out loud together as a family. Say, Father God,
I need you.
I give you praise for who you are.
I believe in you.
And I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for me on the cross. But on the third day, he rose again. And he lives in my heart. I give you praise for that. And
Father God,
I confess that I'm a sinner. But your word says, if I confess of my sins, you're faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me now, Lord. Make me holy and pure unto you. So now I say this so you can hear me, Daddy God. And so that everyone can hear me. And so that I can hear myself. And so that the devil can hear me. Jesus Christ is my Lord. I live for him. And I live for a moment. Father God, write my name in your book of life. For I give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone says, Amen. Let's give him a clap offering. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. Why don't we all stand? Let's give glory unto God.